Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group. It's tech time here, and KI Technology Group takes care of all of our computer and tech service needs here in studio as well as in our home. How are you?
I'm great.
Man, I'm tired. You know, raking and digging and cutting and...
Well, I went for a bicycle ride in that wind, and that was a lot of work, too.
How long of a ride was it?
I went about 23 and a half miles, so a couple hours.
You're a stud.
Yeah, the crosswinds weren't much fun.
No, not at all. We're going to talk about free Wi-Fi. How's that possible?
Well, there are a lot of free Wi-Fi sites around the country and coffee shops. Sometimes they're available in outside areas. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of places that you can get on the internet for free. What's in the news right now, though, is that Intel has signed a deal with a company called DeviceScape to enable their laptops and ultrabooks to automatically search out and find public Wi-Fi spots as you're traveling around and automatically connect to them.
Ooh, how cool would that be?
That depending on your point of view, that could be cool. Mm-hmm. So you might walk into a coffee shop and order your coffee, and by the time you get it and sit down at the table and flip open your notebook, it would have already connected and downloaded the email messages that you received since the last time you were able to connect. Mm-hmm. So it'd be all ready for you to do the work that you are presumably there to do.
See, that would come in handy for me. For example, a couple weekends ago, we went over to Chicago. Well, I had a lot of work to do, so I just happened to have access to a wireless port through my wife's phone. But if while we were traveling, I could have opened up my laptop and found, you know, available public Wi-Fi as we were traveling, would have made it a little bit easier. Would have been cool.
Yeah, yeah. Now, when you go to that coffee shop, you can always sit down, flip it open, and look for their wireless access, and then connect to it. But that's going to be an extra step, take you a little extra time. This would be a little bit like, you know, I know when I travel, I frequently stay in Marriott's, and I have discovered, and they're not the only brand, that the wireless access has the same name in the different properties.
Oh.
So I will go to a Marriott that I've never been to before, and when I boot up my machine, it's automatically connecting to the wireless access because I don't tell it to forget ones I've already connected to.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be kind of similar to that, but it would work in places you've never ever been before.
I think this will be a big deal that'll maybe catch on with the people who make the, you know, the big names that make the tablets and the laptops?
Well, it's going to be something that Intel does in their mobile motherboards.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because they're the big processor company, right?
Right. And Intel's not actually manufacturing any of these machines mm-hmm. themselves. Mm-hmm. They're simply building, you know, one of the biggest components that goes in it. So you'll see it from a number of manufacturers in Intel-based products. You will not see it at this point in AMD-based products. So it will give the Intel products a leg up on their competitors. I'm sure that's what Intel is going after.
It's called Smart Connect, and the cool part about it is it'd be automatic. Man, you wouldn't have to do anything.
Yeah, and according to the information I've gotten, there are about 100 million or so public hotspots around the country. Now, all of them will be part of this program. They're actually vetted through a crowdsourcing kind of scheme. So as people around the country are using the various hotspots, DeviceScape is collecting the information about the speed and the reliability of each one, and only those that make the grade will be automatically connected to.
All right. And folks who are looking for more free access to the internet, just make sure. I guess you can go to DeviceScape and find out a little bit more about that.
Yep, you can. And, you know, look for this feature on Ultrabooks coming soon to a store near you.
All right. Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group. They take care of all of our tech needs here in studio and our home office. And for folks who have businesses who need computer service, who need upgrades, who need help, where do they go?
They come to KI Technology Group and they can give us a call at 517-333-6540.
And if you want information question about how to deal with crosswinds while you're riding a bike. Linda can help you with that too, right?
Keep your hands on the handlebars.